This week on All My Children, Randy Hubbard may be having a miscarriage, and we've never been so glad for the theory of natural selection.
Marion is back, and she doesn't know who her daughter is, and
neither do we. Will somebody please call Child Protection Services? Emma Lavery gets the Guantanamo Bay special from the folks of Pine Valley.
And thank God, no Adam.
No Adam.
No Adam.
All this week on the Pine Valley Podcast.
Didn't we have on our blog a list of people that they wanted the Satin Slayer to kill?
Adam, Kobe, Nurse Gail.
Randy.
Jamie Luner of Melrose Place.
Randy.
Randy.
The fans. People you call the fans. Julie, who are these people you call the fans?
I am your host, Ashley Mendoza.
Why do you treat me, Chuck Pratt, like I'm such a friggin' a-hole?
Are you that freaking lazy? You get paid so much money!
You are a yell fest today.
I am mad. I'm really mad.
If the audience says that character would never do that, then you have failed. You have failed miserably.
And I am your co-host, Jordan Hudson.
Yes. Chuck Pratt, because all we keep saying is that character would never do that, and that, and that, and that, and that, and that, and also that.
To the Pine Valley Podcast. I am your host, Ashley Mendoza.
And I'm your co-host, Jordan Hudson.
And this is the Pine Valley Podcast for the week ending July 24th, 2009. Jordan, what are you doing?
What?
What are you playing with?
This is Kitty.
Kitty?
Yes, this is Kitty. Kitty and me are our special friends. Kitty understands me. He knows that me and Adam Mayfield belong together and that Adam Mayfield loves me.
Is that thing alive?
Of course it's alive.
Is it stuffed?
No, it's alive. It's alive. That's for all our Y&R viewers.
A little treat for you. Very clever, wasn't it?
You need to start watching Y&R, girl.
I know.
You.
I'm home enough.
What's
now.
What's her name? You know Hannah Zachary.
Yeah, Stacey Haydick.
She plays Mary Jane Benson, who's really Patty Williams, a character that Andrea Evans used to play years ago.
Oh, I love me some Andrea Evans.
And she is like the only psychotic, and she runs around town with this stuffed cat that she killed, her cat that she accidentally killed.
So
she stuffed it, and she calls it Kitty.
Does it look like a real stuffed cat?
No, I think it is. I don't know if it's a real
stuffed cat.
I don't know. All I know is that the cat is really eerie looking, but you know what? That cat's a better actor than half the cats of all my children, so. But it's just funny because all last week, like, everybody was blowing into her. They were just, like, talking to her, and they would notice. They're like, is that cat alive?
we should have an act-off between the cat and Kobe.
You think the cat would win?
Kitty would win?
Yeah.
Well, listen, people. It's been how many weeks?
Oh,
eight.
I know.
It's been like 8 weeks. I think it's 2 months.
Is it 2 months? Has it been 2 months?
My babies are 8 weeks on Thursday.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
And let me tell you, I finally just got to see them.
He just met them today. For all of y'all that don't know, I had twin babies.
Yes.
I have lost since the babies were born. First of all, my children are named Estella Gloria and Jesse Mateo.
Like, she named it after all my children. Characters. Jesse Hubbard, Mateo Santos, Estelle. I don't remember Estelle's last name. She was married to Benny.
Estelle Sago.
Estelle Sago and Gloria. What was Gloria's last name?
I forgot. She was real skinny, though.
We'll call her Gloria Chandler because she was married to Adam.
Yes, okay.
So there we go.
JR did not pull out a Gloria book when he pulled out all them albums.
JR didn't put out a book. He didn't mention
Brooke
either.
Oh, I was so pissed about that.
There was a lot of wives he forgot.
Well, let me tell you real quick about my kids because I'm so excited about
it.
Okay,
go ahead.
First of all, Carlos is babysitting right now, so you're going to get a shorter than usual podcast from here on in. At least for the first 3 months. They're 2 weeks on Thursday. Estella was 7 pounds, 8 ounces, and Jesse was 6 pounds, 8 ounces. That is a lot of twin baby. That's 14 pounds of baby.
They are so cute, though. Jesse
I was
has
huge.
So much hair.
He has a lot of hair.
He has a lot of hair.
He's a little one, though. He's like a little old man. He looks like Geppetto. I put pictures of him on Facebook, people, so you could see me on Ashley Mendoza's page on Facebook.
Cute. And look, now, well, who was it that didn't like you yelling? Now she can't yell anymore because they won't wake up the babies.
I can't. Yeah, exactly.
You're going to have to be quiet for now.
It was not WMD. Which we haven't seen him lately on the blog.
I know. I haven't seen you WMD on the blog. Where have you been?
WMD.
That's what I said.
I'm going to tell you something.
Wait.
I'm going to tell you something.
What?
Arizona Gal. I showed Arizona Gal. I got your gift. Arizona Gal. Kat sent me a gift. Beautiful.
You really did that on your own, Arizona girl?
She made it. She made a beautiful quilt blanket for Estella.
I love that quilt.
It's beautiful. It's like pink and flowers.
It was so perfectly made.
Like every square and every triangle was perfectly stitched.
Arizona girl, you got a gift. You should go into business for
yourself. We have many talented listeners.
I know, but I think she should Norn go into
business. Norn is an illustrator.
That's better than
Shadow is an astute writer. Shadow saved our ass.
Shadow, you really did save our butts.
Thank you.
You've been so helpful. Because I couldn't do what Ashley and you do. So that's why I'm glad you stepped in to do that.
Oh, and Kat also, she also gave me a jumper, like a sleeper for Jesse, which was gorgeous too. So, but Shadow, thank you. He's been giving me baby tips.
Yeah?
Shadow has like
20 kids,
doesn't
he? He has
like 82 kids.
82 kids, yeah.
He's a pro.
He's a pro already. So Shadow knows his stuff.
He knows everything. He has been helping me so much. I know nothing.
You will learn.
I lost 55 pounds.
You lost 55 pounds. Valerie Bertinelli both.
Ah!
Look at that.
I had gained 66. No, I'm not. I'm breastfeeding, so I can't diet.
Oh, you can't diet?
Can't diet. You got to eat more when you breastfeed.
Really?
It's a beautiful thing.
But you're already popping back to your old self. You're not like Lynn Herring, but you know who is like Lynn Herring.
What happened with Lynn Herring? What's her story?
For those of you who don't know, Lynn Herring, who played Lucy Cole in General Hospital, she was known for getting really big when she had her babies. And then like the next day after she gave birth, she'd be back at the set of General Hospital looking all Lucy Cole with a flat stomach and no body weight. And everybody always commented because like, she had two kids during her run in General Hospital. And nobody's like, they're like, how the hell could she give birth and then already have her body snap back? Like that.
It's unreal.
And starting, I think, tomorrow, she starts on As the World Turns as Henry's mother, which is ridiculous because she's like probably 2 years older than the actor who plays
Henry.
That
makes me so angry. But how is she looking?
She looked, from what I saw, she looked fabulous. I saw the little tail end clip when they show you what's going to happen next week, and I saw her. She looked just like Lucy Cole.
But she doesn't look older?
It was a quick clip and it wasn't necessarily a close up, but she does it. I mean, she looked the same. She looked like Lucy Cole. It hasn't been that long since Port Charles went off the air.
No, but it wasn't Port Charles. I watched her on GH.
You watched her on GH.
And I adored her. Her body was so perfect back then.
But this is what is really bizarre about that whole thing, because when her and John Lindstrom left General Hospital to do Port Charles, ABC was in agreement that if Port Charles didn't make it, they would gladly bring them back to their big show, because I don't think they were too gung-ho on starting a new soap.
Right.
So that was the deal. And of course, when Port Charles went off the air, they did not ask them back to General Hospital. She's been unemployed until Mr. Christopher Gottman knocked on her door and said, you know, I want you to come over to Oakdale. But she's just there like, it's just like for a storyline. She's playing his mother. And supposedly they just announced that she's going to extend because of the fact that I guess things were going
well.
She's
so good.
Yeah, so.
She's damn good.
But this is typical ABC. You know, they let all these good people go, and then we have to put up with people like Randy and
Stupid.
Kobe and Adam.
Stupid.
And,
how the hell does Randy get one of the biggest storylines of the show?
Yeah, you know what?
You know what bothers me? I don't mean to interrupt you, but what bothers me is that it is very clear that the girl is dead behind the eyes. She's the hooker with the eyes of stone. Everybody knows it. And unlike in One Life to Live, if a character isn't working, they get rid of him. For example, Vaginessa is a very good example. She's done. People didn't respond to her. They got rid of her. On ABC, on All My Children, if the fans don't respond or think someone is horrible, they give them big storylines.
Yeah, they begin. I was telling Ashley, I'm getting to a point now where it's really a struggle for me to watch All My Children. I'll be honest with you guys. If I wasn't doing the podcast, I'd give it up. I gave up All My Children once before when they disrespected Marcy Walker and basically booted her from the show. I was like, I can't deal with this show anymore. And I came back because of the podcast. But it's becoming very unbearable to watch. And the fact that this girl still has a job, and I know that some of you actually like her. I think Disco Dan likes our dear Randy.
She's a beautiful girl.
She's beautiful, but you know what?
Looks can only take you so far in life.
Just like when I'm dating somebody.
That's
I don't
right.
care how good looking you are. If you have nothing behind your eyes, if you don't have a brain, if you can't have an opinion or have thoughts or a passion, I don't want to know you. I don't care how good looking you are.
They should put Randy on that new ABC show, Dating in the Dark. Did you see that show?
I would not watch that garbage.
That show was so good. I loved it. I kid you not.
You know how I feel about reality shows.
I'm watching television now. I have to watch more television. I'm booby feeding.
This summer. Have you watched Hung with Anne Heche?
Yes.
Love Hung.
It's good. Hung. I like it.
Well, you know what we're all talking about.
Too short though. It should be an hour.
No, it's a comedy show though.
It's not that funny. It's drama.
No, I find it more humor than drama, but I love it. I love it. But you know what everybody in the blog is talking about? Have you been seeing Nurse Jackie?
I don't have Showtime. I can't afford it, people. I got twins. I can't afford it. I really can't afford it.
Nurse Jackie is
I'm missing phenomenal. All those shows.
And I'm not a
Weeds,
Falco
Nurse
fan.
Jackie.
Weeds is always phenomenal. I'm still behind on this season. I got to start watching the season. And then, of course, True Blood's back, which I love.
I don't watch that.
You don't watch, well, you don't like vampires and stuff
like
that.
I don't like vampires. Right?
So that's not your kind of show. But guess what else?
What?
The surprise hit of the summer for
what?
Me.
What? Tell me.
We
should be paid for these endorsements.
Drop Dead Diva on Lifetime, girl.
Shut up.
Let me tell you, when I heard about this show, I thought this show is going to be so stupid.
Isn't
and
that a reality
and
show?
And like, no, it's not a reality show. It's a scripted show.
Oh.
But like the premise and everything, when I read about it, I said, it's on Lifetime. It's probably some corny ass shit, like whatever. And
that's right. You can say shit.
I can say shit. Okay. And when I tuned into the first episode, I was so hooked. And the voluptuous Brooke Elliott, who plays the lead role, is one of the most phenomenal actresses.
Who is Brooke Elliott?
She was on Broadway in Tattoo or Taboo, that Boy George Taboo. Thing that Rosie O'Donnell produced.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I don't know where this girl came from, but she is like this decade's Cameron Mayhem, because she will get an Emmy nomination.
Cameron Mayhem.
Whatever. Big girl from practice.
Mayhem. She looks like she eats a lot of ham.
This girl can act. I'm going to tell you what the story is about. There's this voluptuous, there's this vain blonde model, spokesmodel, who winds up getting killed in a car accident. She goes to heaven and doesn't want to, like, she still wants to live. So she hits, like, the return button on the angel's computer, and she gets sent back into the body of this big lawyer. And she has the lawyer's memories as far as the intelligence, but it's her. And the reason that Brooke Elliott is such a great actress is because you get to introduce to the lawyer before that change happens. But now she's acting like the blonde, like in her voice and her mannerisms. And you almost forget that she's this heavy girl. You still see her as the blonde. But the show is actually very deep. It's very much like Ugly Betty in the sense that it's all about, you know, vanity and the way we look at people in society.
But
and
that's why you would like Dating in the Dark. It is so good.
That's a reality show, though.
Hear me out. I heard you out about Drop Dead Diva. You heard me out about Dating in the Dark. All shows with D's in them. Dating, Dark, Drop Dead Diva.
Ooh, that's a good, the 5 D's.
That's what I'm telling you. So what I'm telling you is that they put 3 people from each sex in these dark rooms. And they do these things where they kind of like tell them who their sort of good matches, like the computer tells them who their sort of perfect matches. And then they sort of get to know each other through these games and exercises and discussions and stuff. And this is over a couple of days.
In feeling each other up in the dark.
But talking
some
first. And then sometimes, no, I don't see no hand jobs. I saw a lot of tongue. But I just, you know, hand jobs.
Bella lengua.
Seriously, woo! Yeah. So anyway, so after the end of the experiment, they sort of pick the one that they like, that they're interested in.
Uh-huh.
And then that person will decide whether or not they want to be with the other person based on how they look after the reveal. So I think it was great because two couples, there was one girl, Melanie, who was not attractive. She was like curly head and kind of like Petunia Pig. She had these like cat's eye glasses. And she was with this sort of good looking like European guy. And he looked at her and he didn't seem that impressed. But he ended up going out with her because he's like, she's a lot of fun. And she says she would have never approached a guy like that ever in her life because, you know.
I gotta give it you. That sounds a little
neat.
Interesting.
It's neat. And then one couple, the guy was perfectly fine looking. He was actually a nice guy, and he really liked this girl. And I didn't think this girl was all that much to look at. I thought she was a little on the sort of heavier side.
Were they the ones they showed
but
in the suit?
But he thought she was beautiful. Maybe. I don't know. He thought she was beautiful. He was so excited about this girl. I thought she was pretty average. Nice girl, you know. And she turned him down, and he was not bad looking. And he was really hurt, Jordan. He was really hurt. He was like, look, I ain't, you know, like Brad Pitt, but I'm not a hobbit. Like, he's like, I'm going to find someone that really likes the whole package, really likes me. It was really neat.
I think
if they put Randy in there, all the guys would turn her down.
Why? Because she's dead behind the eyes?
Because she's dead behind the eyes.
I'm going to say this about Miss Denise Vancey. I don't know how she still has a job. I'm being serious, guys. I'm not joking. I'm really disgusted and upset with the fact that this woman has a job on All My Children as an actress when she is clearly not an actress. It is disgusting that she's given so much airtime when she has proven that she cannot act and she's not going to get any better. This is as good as it gets.
This is as good as it gets.
This is as good as it gets. She has not learned anything in the year and a half that she's been on the show working opposite such pros as Debbie and Darnell. It is a slap in the face that Debbie and Darnell are supporting people in this non-talented actresses. I can't even call her an actress because she's not. This non-talented spokesmodels storyline. It's disgusting. And it's stuff like this that is pissing me off about All My Children right now. That I cannot stomach this show. I never thought that I would want Megan McTavish back, but I do because this man clearly has no idea about this show, about these characters. I'm tired of watching Erica running around like she's an 18-year-old mooning over Ryan.
Disgusting.
Giving dialogue that makes her sound like some bimbo teenager, or as my sister would call them, chicken heads.
You know,
that's what you call those little ghetto girls.
I shouldn't say Susan. You know Erica K has to be using the KY jelly. If you have to be using the KY jelly as a woman of a certain age, you have no right to be gallivanting like a 10-year-old.
I'm really appalled.
And
I'm really
love
appalled.
You.
You know,
I'm eating zucchini bread. Can I just say, I love Susan Lucci as Erica Kane. I love the character of Erica Kane. But why can't we see her grow up?
Well, wait a minute. See, this is what I was getting to. What Barbara and James were doing with Erica was the right venue. That what they were doing with
Jeff,
Erica,
with
I
Safari
love.
Jeff?
No, they when she went to jail. When she met Carmen, we loved all that stuff.
Oh, Carmen.
I even for a nanosecond was into her and Jax getting back together. And you know I hate Jax and her together.
Safari Jeff. Why do I like Safari Jeff?
Because he was good. And to be honest with you, I want the character of Jeff Martin back on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the concept of Jeff and Erica getting back together. Because, you know, that was Erica's, you know, she loved him. That was one of her first loves.
I loved it.
And it's just disgusting to watch.
But Brian Franz don't like old people.
I know. Look at that.
Old people are fat people. He don't like them.
Instead of the show focusing
pleasantly
and
giving
us a gripping storyline of watching Marion Chandler deal with her grief, I have to watch Randy showing no emotion whatsoever through anything. She's so monotone. I can't even deal with her. And then another thing that irks me is that you have a great actress like Stephanie Gabajiju from Guiding Light who's playing Madison. What a waste of an actress and a character. Her character's so much fun, but you wrote in a corner. You can't keep her on.
Well, let me say a couple things about Frankie and Randy. I like Jordan Hudson, my astute friend Jordan Hudson. I don't give a shit about these two people. I agree with our friends at Daytime Confidential. They say that Frankie and Brat have way more chemistry than Frankie and Randy. Jay Bernard was so funny. He was like, what would you call them? Like their squish name.
What?
Frat, right? Frankie and Brat.
It sounds so much like fart. Frat.
Frat.
Or frottage.
Hey, wait a minute. I got a question. What? I don't remember this. Doesn't Frankie have a kid?
Yeah.
Who's the other kid? Who's his kid?
With Liza's sister.
Mia?
Yeah.
But Mia never came to the show with a kid.
No, but when Mia saw Frankie, that's when we realized that they had a pass. Or was it Simone? No, it was Mia.
And they gave away a kid? Where's the kid
now?
No,
they never followed up on that storyline because that was when Jason Olive, that black model, was playing Frankie. That was horrible. That light-skinned model.
So, wait a minute. So, we don't know what happened to that kid?
No, they never followed up.
Mia
gave it up for adoption.
Oh, so stupid. But you know what was so...
Was it Mia or was it... It was Simone or Mia?
It was Mia. It was Mia, for sure. For sure. I remember that.
Yeah.
Did you notice that Randy uses the same heavy breathing technique to indicate miscarriage that she does to indicate committing murder? When she thought she murdered North as she found him, she was like... And then when she had when she thought she was having miscarriage, she goes, "I think it's a baby." She actually paid an acting teacher to tell her to do that. Do you think that's all I could think of?
I don't even think that she would have the intelligence to pay an acting teacher to teach her anything.
God.
I will say this about Frankie.
What?
His guns look really hot on air the other day when he was in that little short sleeve thing. Those guns were smoking. I loved his biceps and triceps. I would just like to lick that chocolate up and down.
Can I make a controversial statement?
About what?
About Frankie.
What?
I think the actor that plays Frankie, I love him, but he's a little OTT sometimes.
In his defense, I think he's overcompensating for the fact that that Randy gives absolutely nothing to the scene.
It's like
acting in a vacuum. It's like acting is supposed to be like throwing a ball back and forth. And when you're acting with Randy, it's like you throw the ball against the wall and it just falls right down. It doesn't come back.
But do you remember when he thought that he lost his hands got exploded on? And he had the band-aids wrapping his little nubs of a hand.
It was so stupid. We were off the air for those.
When he was acting during that, he was like trying to hold the cup. And he was like, damn.
Well, that's because he went to the Florida Evans School of Acting on Good Times.
Did you see Tropic Thunder?
No.
With Ben Stiller, and he plays that like action movie hero.
I know the movie. Yeah, I haven't seen it.
The movie is so funny because his hands get blown off. And they're like flaps of skin. And he's trying to act with the flaps of skin. That's what I thought about when I talked about Frankie in those scenes.
Oh, my God. You know, we were off the air for all those scenes when Frankie first came back. And I got to tell you, they were very hard scenes to watch. Not because Cornelius was bad, but just because the storyline itself was bad. This is why I'm frustrated with all my children lately.
It was the same bullshit story that Brat was.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, Frankie's not Brat. Frankie's a doctor. Mm-hmm. His behavior seemed to be totally out of character. I'm not saying that the man can't be frustrated at the fact that he lost the chance to be a surgeon. What I'm saying is the way that it was written was very OTT. You talk about him being OTT. I think what choice does he have with the material that they're giving him? It's such crap. And he's opposite a leading lady that was... I'm sorry. All I keep remembering is how much chemistry him and the real Kobe had. That's right. I said the real Kobe.
Because Beyond McGreeve
is not... We don't know that for
sure. I know for sure.
As they say in Chelsea Handler, allegedly.
It's the same reason why what's the name from One Life to Live was fired.
Who?
The mother.
Oh, don't even get to that because me and Disco Dan... You know, me, Disco Dan, I love you, but we don't agree on anything. Me and Disco Dan go at it at the blog.
We disagree on everything. We might have to call you our Alex P. Keaton.
Huh? Who?
WMD used to be our Alex P. Keaton.
Uh-huh.
Now Disco Dan might be our Alex P. Keaton.
All right, Disco Dan. Well, WMBD vanished. Where is he?
Where is he, WMD? Where are you? It's WMD.
And Alejandro's gone, too. Remember Alejandro?
I think he wrote me an email last month.
Alejandro, you still can't be in college. It's summertime. Don't you get a break?
Yeah, people, come on now.
Where is everybody?
What were we talking about?
We were talking about...
Oh, she was racist. The original Kobe was racist. She was a Mormon.
Allegedly. We don't know.
Listen, people, please.
She vanished, though.
I'm not saying Mormon. I gotta make a statement here because I don't want to offend nobody. I'm not saying Mormon people are racist. What I'm saying was is that she happens to be Mormon, and from what I understand, come on now, I'm in trouble now. I love you all. I don't care what. I don't care if you pray to an earthworm every day. That's not my point. My point is that there are... I know that Mormons don't like gay people.
We're back on the air for 22 minutes. And I've already offended
so many people. All right, fine. I can't dig myself out of this one, can I? I can't dig myself out of this one, can I?
No, you said it perfectly fine. You said she's a Mormon and she's a...
All right, fine. I didn't mean that. What I meant was she has certain views, and they happen to be anti-black and anti-gay.
That's allegedly. I
believe it for sure.
I would hate to think that of her.
I would hate to think it too. I think it's stupid. You can't be an actor and have them views. That's ridiculous.
Well, you know, I know somebody who's an actor, and he is a born-again Christian, and him and his wife do certain roles. And I see, my whole thing is I can respect that. It's like the same way you have a right as a person. If you don't want to play a rapist, you shouldn't have to play a rapist. This is a job. What I'm saying, though, is this, because this is what me and Disco Dan were arguing about Patricia Mahuhuhu from One Life to Live, who played Carlotta for like 10 years.
Homophobe?
Her thing was she didn't feel...
I just called her a homophobe.
She's claiming that she didn't feel that Carlotta would respond that way. And this is like...
I'm confused by that.
What?
You got to clear that up for me.
What do you mean?
Because I'm confused as to whether or not she's against gay people or against her character being for gay people.
Well, see, that's the whole thing. Like,
and very complicated.
Nobody knows for sure. But supposedly, the one thing that is for sure is that she didn't feel that Carlotta would respond that way. And she also rewrote the script to reflect what she thinks Carlotta's views were.
She rewrote the script.
Yeah, she rewrote the scenes.
That's balls of steel.
And the thing that irks me is that, because, you know, the thing is, like, you know what, honey? I hate to say, break it down, but I'm going to break it down. You get paid to act. That's your job. You get a script and you act. You're not the writer. You're an actress. Just act. Now, that may sound cold, but that's just the cold hard facts. You're not, there's a head writer. And I have to defend Ron C because you know what? I personally would have found it more offensive if Carlotta would have been a homophobe. And I'm going to tell you why. Because that is a stereotype that all Latino parents are very religious and homophobic because nothing could be farther from the truth. Any normal Latino family that's not on drugs or anything, those families that are very well adjusted, family comes first, no matter what. So if your son's a drug addict or a homosexual or whatever, it's still your son. You still love him. And that's what
I have
most
a different
Latin
experience.
Families are that. What?
I have someone gay in my family, and he couldn't tell his family because they would have disowned him.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, I'm not.
I hear the babies crying, and my heart is breaking. I'm telling you right now.
Do you hear the babies crying?
My heart is breaking.
What's Carlos doing? Don't he know what to do by now?
He knows what to do. I just feel so bad because I'm the one that takes care of them. So, I kind of know how to switch back and forth.
They just pull on his beard, and they go, da-da.
I think they're starting to know who he is now.
Yeah.
But it's hard because
Carlos,
I have a rule.
He's a working man, you know, so he's like a working man. He's not here 24/7.
I don't think I told him my rule.
What's the rule?
You got to pick up the one that's crying the most.
Uh-huh.
And then sort of if the other one's sort of not crying as much. And then once the other one calms down, then you switch them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hard.
So they cry at the same time?
Sometimes they do, yeah.
Well, see, I was telling Carlos this. You guys got to give yourself a pat on the back because you're first timers and you got two.
We are first timers.
You are first. You know, most people, when they start for the first time, they get one. You get two. You got two to deal with. So you guys, give yourself a pat on the back. You're doing a good job. Right.
Well,
you're doing
my heart is breaking. My stomach is. I have a pit in my stomach.
But no. But I'm saying you can't speak it out. So you can't say that all Latin families. But I'm saying to have this woman Carlotta, who we've seen, who in 1997 took in a young boy who was a teenager who was HIV positive into her house and to raise him, even though they dropped that storyline when Claire
Vine left.
That
is a brilliant point.
And the fact that Carlotta has never shown to be anything but very open-minded and liberal. I mean, I disagree with Patricia Barber. I think it's
bullshit.
Can I
add something to it too?
Plus the fact that we already have.
I was just gonna say Marco's
dad. Marco's parents,
yes,
being very uptight.
His mother not as much, but his father, yes.
See, so Patricia Barber, you weren't looking at the big picture.
That's
Ron C
right.
was probably saying, you know what, I don't want
big
Latinos
picture.
Saying that I'm trying to write all of them being like
Thank
strict.
Thank you, Barber. Because that's so, good writing.
Exactly. So you know
to
what?
To quote my friend Jordan Hudson.
And as much as I didn't mind her as Carlotta, and I didn't like her, you know what, she wasn't even Latin. Yeah, I said it.
Italiana.
She was some non-Latino playing a Latin role, which we get that all the time on Passions and Days of Our Lives. I'm sorry, but I would love to see some Latins on the show. So Sandra Santiago, who was from Guiding Light and Miami Vice, is taking over the role, and I'm very happy.
Excellent.
And she doesn't have a problem with her son being gay.
Can I tell you something?
No, he's not gay.
Can I tell you something?
What?
I miss Angie's real hair. That weave is not working for me.
It depends on the week. Some days it's not working for me, but there were some days where it was looking good. But there's some days where it looks very ragamuffin. Like, she looks like Raggedy Ann. Like, black Raggedy Ann. And I just don't get it.
It's true.
It's that weave. Debbie, talk to your weave girl.
Talk to the weave person. I don't like it.
Because you know she has her own weave person.
I miss her real hair. But you know whose hair I got to see who I liked her hair? Ooh. The Madison. What's her name? From Guiding Light.
Oh, yeah.
Because that hat, let me tell you.
That hat
got Performer of the Week last week.
Oh, she worked. Let me tell you something. This is what I'm saying. Like, you have a
but
character.
But it was, come on. It was stupid, though, right?
What?
The whole ensemble.
What do you mean?
The whole grieving widow, big black hat ensemble.
That was soap opera, girl. That was drama
but
at
she
its
don't,
best.
That character's very one note.
No, see, that. This is why I'm going to have to disagree with you. I think the character has a lot of potential. I think they're writing at one note. You have a dynamite actress. You
What's
have
the
a
difference?
Character. There's a big difference. They're not seeing the potential. See, they were stupid to have her kill her husband because now you have her in a corner. You can't
That's
keep her on
That's not all
the
they're
show.
Stupid for.
You can't keep her on the show now. She kills somebody. Oh, I'm sorry, but this is Pine Valley. Isn't Taz
Annie.
Still running around?
Annie. It's
yeah,
Annie.
But at least Annie was crazy. Do you know they almost twice called her Insanity, but they said something else? And I was like, why didn't they just call it Insanity?
How great would that have been?
Did you hear that this week, though? There was two times where JR said something
they
like,
do say
like
crazy Annie.
Annie. And then somebody else said something like Annie something or other. And I'm like, just call her Insanity. And make sure we get royalty for it.
That's right. We should be getting a lot of endorsement deals and stuff like that. We don't get nothing.
Well, thanks to you, we haven't been on the air for 2 months. So I know. I don't even know if anybody's listening to this podcast.
Is anybody there?
Is anybody there? Hello? Do you still love us? Is anybody tuning in?
Terry?
Hello?
Shadow?
Terry's in Toronto. Terry, I gotta ask you, do you know anything about gay people? Because I heard that Toronto's like the biggest gay scene in Canada, and I think that's where I should go. But I don't know if that's true, but I heard that's where it is. I heard that that's where the big scene is.
We have a lot. You could ask Susan and Elise.
Susan and Lee, but where's, are they from Toronto too?
I don't know if they're from Toronto.
No, where to? I know they're from Canada, right?
Yeah.
Ontario?
I don't know.
I need to find out because before the summer's out, I want to go to Canada and I need to find out where, like, the biggest, I need to find myself a Canadian husband.
Okay. We'll do it.
Because I just got heartbroken.
My heart is breaking more. The babies are crying. I'm sorry.
My life's like all my children, my love life. Uh-huh. I got heartbroken. I fell in love with somebody who I was working with on a project and wasn't reciprocated.
I'm sorry, Poppy.
I miss him already.
You don't understand. Jordan Hudson is the biggest catch in America.
You know who hits on me?
He's good looking. He's sweet.
The lady that lives down on the first floor of my building who's known me since I was a kid.
She's 82 years old?
No, she's not 82, but she's like 60-something, but she's very fair guy.
Oh, my God.
She keeps grabbing me and copying feels, and she's like, you look good, Poppy. I don't know what you're doing, but you look good. You look great.
Maybe you should.
She is old enough to be my grandma. Oh, well, actually, no, she's not old enough to be, she's old enough to be my mother.
There you go.
I just look younger.
Well, look at Annie and Adam. That's a good segue.
Are you buying into that?
Disgusting.
I'm going to tell you, this could have worked, but not the way they're writing
hell
it.
Hell no.
It could have worked, but not the way they're writing it.
First of all, at the beginning of the week, she shimmied up to Ryan's condo in that red dress and heel. What floor is Ryan on?
I love the way you said she shimmied up.
She shimmied. What the hell? I hate this show so much. It doesn't even try to be remotely plausible. Ugh, my heart is breaking. They're crying so hard. What do I do?
I wonder if they can hear them crying.
What do I do?
What?
I'm going to cry. I feel terrible.
Wanna go check on them and I'll take over?
You want to talk for a second?
Yeah, that might be a dangerous thing.
Talk for 1 second, okay? Seriously.
She's going to go check on the twins. Think of it, guys. When the twins get of age, they can come and they can join us. And you can hear the twins' comments on the show.
Talk about it.
Okay, well, I'm gonna talk about Insani and Adam. Unlike Ashley, I think that Insani and Adam could have worked if they would have written it properly. The way they're writing it right now, it just doesn't make any sense. We don't really know if Adam is trying to play Annie or is he trying to, like, it's like, I don't think the writers even know, like, what they're doing, because it seems at times like David Canary's playing it like Adam is trying to get one over on Annie, that he maybe really thinks that she is the killer and he's trying to get it out of her. But then at times it seems like Adam's very genuine and it just doesn't make any sense. And it went from one extreme to the other. At first it seemed like he was just helping her out. And then all of a sudden, the next thing I know, the two of them are in love. And where did we ever see like the buildup or them falling in love and all that? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it just, it could have worked if they would have plotted this out right and written it right. But anyway, and again, it's like I feel like I'm watching the same scenes over and over again. It blurs in from 1 week to the other because it's very repetitive. And it's like, how many times can we have like JR calling Allie a nut and storming in on her? And, you know, and how many times can Adam like not believe Annie and then all of a sudden believe Annie? It's like the show is very repetitive when it comes to Adam and Annie, and I'm kind of over it.
Did you notice when...
Oh, you're back.
Yes, I'm back.
Wait a minute. I want to ask you something.
What?
Where were your two twins when Stuart got murdered?
Did he get murdered?
Were they
murdered?
Still in your belly?
I don't remember.
Were they in your belly
I was
still?
June 4th. No, it had to be after that. June 4th.
So they were already born?
Yeah.
Maybe they killed Stuart Chow.
Oh. That would be more plausible than any crap they're cooking up. First of all, my heart is breaking. I feel like crying because they're crying. My Estella has tears rolling down her. She's 8 weeks old, not even. She has tears rolling down her eyes.
What's wrong?
She wants her mommy. She can only be comforted by me sometimes. Like, I think she needs a boobie. You know what I mean? And she is just crying. She's not hungry. She has had so much to eat.
So she just likes your boobs.
She likes the boobs. She likes the comfort of the boobs. I think she's really tired, and Carlos can't put her to sleep because he doesn't have a boobie. Oh, this is terrible. I hate
this. She likes the boobs. So did Bianca when she was little.
She liked the boobie when she's big. Oh, in the beginning of the week, that's what I was going to tell you. Adam's little safety dance. I love that. Someone said that they didn't like it. I loved it when he did that little jig.
All right, I'm going to explain why nobody liked it but you.
Why?
Adam has been on the show for like 90 years. Have we ever seen Adam Chandler dance?
You got a point. But that's why I liked it.
But this is why the writers don't know the show and the characters. And they're making them do things. I didn't like it. I thought it was awkward. I think David Canary felt awkward doing it. It was stupid. It made no sense. I mean, it makes you wonder if he's still on Dr. David's medicine and still crazy.
That's true. But he's showing signs at this week of having his wits about him with the video camera installed. What? He's laughing at how ridiculous
I gotta
is.
No, you know why I was laughing? Because I was remembering Melissa Claire Egan's as Annie, her reaction when she found out. I gotta tell you, the only thing that saved Grace is the fact that Melissa Claire Egan is eating this material up. As crappy as it is, she is determined. She's like, I want to keep my job in this economy. I cannot afford to lose it. So I'm going to play the hell out of this and entertain everybody.
She looks damn good.
Someone mentioned
that Pocahontas outfit. I agree with that.
Oh, with the bangs.
Looking good.
Melissa Claire Egan's looking really hot.
She was looking good. But can I ask you a question? Why was Scott covering for Insani?
Because she played him.
But come on,
she played him outside.
Now.
He doesn't know her.
She played him twice. Because she had that fantasy about hitting Kendall with the fire poker. Remember?
Yeah, I love that fantasy.
And she was swinging that fire poker around.
I love that fantasy. Look, I know she played Scott twice, but you know what? Scott is Stewart's son.
All right.
Can we talk about how hot Adam Mayfield is?
Yes, you can.
I am so in love with Adam Mayfield.
Why don't you marry him?
I would in a minute. I don't think he likes boys. I think he's straight, sadly. I think he's straight. It's very sad that such a good-looking man should be ruined in such a way, but...
Don't you think... Going back to Insani and Adam, don't you think they both feel disgustingly awkward about the whole thing? Well, she is 20-something.
You missed when you went away. I talked about that.
She's 20-something years old.
I don't think that has to do with it. I think it has to do with the fact that it's just not there in the script. Like, I think in the execution, the way they wrote it, because they've done younger women with older men storyline. Look at... there's no difference between their age than there was in between Donna and Palmer. Remember when Donna and Palmer were together?
There's a big difference. Annie is 20-something. Donna was not 20-something when she did that role.
Yes, she was. When she was with Palmer, yes, she was in
when
her 20s.
When she was with Palmer...
She was in her 20s. She only looked,
and Sandy's like 26.
She only looked like she was older.
She only looked like she was 47.
Yeah, because Candace Early was not like a, you know...
Are you sure? Yes. I'm gonna IMDb that.
Yeah.
I'm a Wikipedia that and IMDb that.
Yeah, no. I'm telling you.
There was a smaller age gap.
No, you're crazy. There was not.
You're nuts.
No, anyway, the point is, it's the execution. It's the way they're
writing
it.
Did you notice, though? Hear me out. Did you notice when they had, it was like, I don't remember if it was Wednesday, they had a very awkward scene. She told him that she loved him and he smiled and he hugged and kissed her. And when they broke away, he was like, yeah. And he, yeah. And he walked away. It was very awkward.
None of this is making sense. I personally think that Annie would be good with Scott. I find Annie and Scott and Annie and GR to be more interesting.
They missed the boat when they neglected to put Annie and Jeff. That's GR. His real name. No, Ryan's brother, Special Johnny. It's played by Jeff, what's his face? Right?
Yeah.
They missed the boat on that. Sexy time.
Let me tell you, he is one sexy man on Guiding Light. Mm-hmm. He is... Ooh, I love him on Guiding Light. He is no Special Johnny on Guiding Light. He is all man. You know what? In a matter of fact,
he's all man.
His character.
What? What did I say? Nothing.
His character on All My Children.
Yes.
I mean, his character on Guiding Light is the way that Zach should be behaving. That's how you be a man. Not the way Zach is. Zach's a little punk. I'm sorry. That's another thing.
You are crazy.
I am over how obnoxious and rude and arrogant Zach is in Pine Valley these last few weeks. How this man is able to run around town punching out cops, threatening people left and right, and nobody... It is stupid.
When he went to see Emma Labry and he tickled her little tummy and stroked her and said sweet nothings, I said, put me in the little girl outfit.
That's what I did with Gucci when I got here.
That's what I'm saying. I would take it. If I was little Emma, I'd play little Emma. I love Zach. You don't understand. I love Zach. He is all man.
I find his character to be very obnoxious.
I know who you don't love.
Who?
The new DA. I actually thought he was pretty good, and then you pointed out a couple things.
He's not good.
I thought he was good. I thought he was this kind of...
The old DA looked like Laurence Olivier.
I thought he was like some good-looking guy that they gave a shot to.
I don't even think he's good-looking.
That he had no resume,
With that luggage under his eyes?
And then I find out
You see, not see the luggage under his eyes. How are you gonna call him good looking?
I am not as picky as some people.
He is ugly.
Listen.
And yes, I am jealous because that's who Harry Potter wants to have sex with. So
that's right, because he was in Equus.
He was in Equus with Daniel Radcliffe, and he played Daniel Radcliffe's horse, and he was supposedly in the New York Post on page 6. Daniel Radcliffe was saying, you know, if I was gay, which it always makes you wonder when actors say if I was gay, because that's kind of like saying you are. But anyway, he goes, if I was, I would so be in love with him. I so have a man crush on him. He's so blah, 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 blah. And I like him. I don't see it at all.
I don't like him.
I think he's boring. And I think I'd rather have the old DA.
I don't like he's not as good as his resume indicates he should be. You know what I'm saying?
He's bland. He's boring.
I'm really shocked that he's the caliber actor, apparently, on paper, that he's supposed to be, because he doesn't seem that way when he acts.
He's so monotone and he does no facial expressions. It's like he was having scenes with, I think, either Jesse or Liza, and they were talking to him and like nothing. Like, it's almost like his face had Botox in it and he couldn't show any expressions.
I liked him, but I thought he should have been better. That's all. That's it.
What? I could name a bunch of male actors on Guiding Light that could have done that role to the T.
All right. I sort of agree with you.
That's what I'm saying.
When do we talk about One Life to Live?
We're not done talking about All My
Children. I know. Listen. How about where Kendall decided to turn herself in? She's all teary. I love me some Alicia Minshew, who is preggers.
Yes. And why is everybody... Let me tell you something. She is not going to look... You know what's going to happen when she gets to be 9 months?
She's gonna look like
she ate a dinner. That's it.
I have a girlfriend.
She's going to look like she ate dinner. That's it.
I have a girlfriend. Her name... I don't want to give names.
Tallulah.
I have a friend. I'll call her Tallulah because that's kind of what her personality is. I'll call her Tallulah. Tallulah got pregnant 2 weeks before me. She's a beautiful white woman. She is thin and tall, like 6 feet. No, 5'10", I would say. 5'10".
She ate a cheeseburger deluxe now, right?
Thank you. No, she looked like she ate a cheeseburger deluxe when she was pregnant. I have a picture of me when she was in labor. And she's sitting on the stairs of her, you know, in Brooklyn, because we both live in Brooklyn. She's sitting on the stairs, and I'm sitting next to her. I am like 3 or 4 times her size, and she's in labor with this little tiny belly, right? Mm-hmm. Cute little patootie belly. She pushed out an 8-pound, 4-ounce baby, all baby, and within a week, nothing, not a stretch mark, not a poof, not a puff, nothing.
Yeah, so Alicia, you're going to be fine, girl.
You're going to be fine. You can tell she got a little fullness in the waist with that purple dress.
Yeah, but she does look like she ate something.
But here's what kills me, people. She's probably, in those scenes, at least 4 months pregnant. Because she got pregnant in February if she's due in November, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that about right?
Wait, does that mean that she had to get married?
We got to do the math.
Was it a shotgun wedding?
Ooh, she met a guy.
No, because she got married in October.
Of last year?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought she got pregnant right away. Holy cow. Mm-hmm. I actually thought that she would have trouble getting pregnant.
Why?
Because she's so skinny. She's 35 years old. She's so skinny.
I can't get over the fact that she's 35.
She's beautiful.
Like, I'm not saying she looks like she's 21.
But I'm glad she didn't have problems.
I think I would have thought she was still in like her late 20s.
I'm very happy for her. I think she's going to be a wonderful mother.
She turned it out this week.
Oh, she's amazing.
That was going to be
my point.
What?
That she was so tearful at convincing, and poor Looch. Looch has this kind of signature frown to indicate that she's crying or that she's sad.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, she has like this little frown thing.
That's not her strong suit.
She said that. Remember when I pulled that clip? Phoebe mm-hmm. Wallingford?
Yeah.
Said that about her?
Yeah.
Ruth Warwick? Yeah. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I agree with you.
Does Zach and Kendall make love? No, right?
I zone out with Zach.
He doesn't care. He doesn't care.
I hate him.
I care. I think it's a sexy couple. It's the only kind of real-ish couple for me.
It's ridiculous that these two people have not had an adult conversation about their situation and what she pulled by being with Ryan and everything that's gone down between the two of them. See, that's the difference between All My Children and One Night to Live. When stuff happens, I was going to say the other word. When stuff happens on One Night to Live, it isn't just forgotten about. It isn't just brushed under. People deal with it. Jessica had to go and finally confront Star and Cole last week. That was some powerful stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Some powerful stuff. See, they didn't forget about that. They had to deal with it and they dealt with it.
Mm-hmm.
And she's still dealing with what she did.
I agree.
She still has her moments when she feels regret. It isn't like on All My Children where your man shoots you or kills your brother and you get your brother's heart and you don't even deal with that or address it. You see what I'm talking about?
Of course I do. But I love Erica Kane's dress, her red orange dress.
She looked good this week.
Perfect.
You know, the other week too, did you see that there was an episode where they curl? See, I think she looks so much younger when they curl her hair like Kendall's, and she has a little tight curls.
They didn't do the little tight curls. Was that when she went in the rain with Ryan?
No. They didn't do the little tight curls, but they did a little curl thing going. And I think Miss Lucci looks so hot with the curls.
I don't love it. I think it makes her look older.
No, I think, you know what makes her look older? I think when they do the streaks and they do the really high up hair, like it's like 1980 again.
You know who needs a hair redo?
Who?
Blair. Cassie DePaiva. She has the same haircut that she had since she was like 20, and it does not flattering. The blonde, she needs a darker hair color.
I actually agree with you on the darker hair
and
color.
And maybe like a shorter. I like when she had the blonde.
I don't like the blonde. I like her with
her
longer
hair. Her
hair
is not classy looking. It just looks a mess all the time. She looks a hot mess, and it's the color. Whoever's doing her dye job is not doing a good job.
How hot was her and John this week? See, that was another point that I had
to make.
Oh,
my God. I was crying.
But did you see how they dealt with that?
I was crying.
John realized. And the thing that was, that when Taya told John that Blair slept with Todd, you could tell that John still cared about this woman enough that he went over there and dealt with this. And see, that's what I'm talking about. I want scenes like that. I want to see scenes where these people and all my children deal with what's going on in their lives, and they don't just forget about stuff.
I just thought it was beautiful. I thought Cassie DePaiva did the most perfect, beautiful job.
Man, she was flawless.
They were both two adults.
And I'm sorry.
It wasn't a schoolgirl bullshit thing. It was two adults breaking up in a very civilized way. And it just tore my heart out. And it just feels like Blair's really alone now.
And what kills me, though, is I'm sorry. I don't like Marty and John. I find them boring. I like John and Blair.
I do, too.
I really do, too. You're dropping the ball.
Because Marty's gone back to, like, Miss Perfect. You know what I mean? So I like a character with warts. You know what I'm saying? I like that. All right, let's finish. I got to finish up Kendall and Zach because I just ain't into it. All I know is that this poor little Emma is going to be the next Insanity 2.
Yeah.
Because the way they're treating her, it's disgusting.
I really don't like how they're treating children on Pine Valley.
I hate how man hands J Lo handle her. What? She got some man hands.
We call
the new Wiser man hands J Lo because she got them big hands. We used to have mini hands. Julia Santos had little mini hands, and J Lo
was smaller than Jesse's hands. Very Mateo's.
Yeah, thank you. But this woman, she's a little bit of a hot mess, I think, on the show, which is so funny because you said she's absolutely beautiful.
I saw Jamie Lunar in the city with no makeup on, and I got to tell you, she looks way younger. Second of all, she's doing herself a disservice by putting on so much heavy makeup with the eyeliner and the mascara because she's kind of a natural beauty. She looks so cute. I almost didn't recognize her until she smiled, and then I said, "Oh, that's Jamie Lunar."
Yes, I'm sorry, I got distracted. Mm-hmm. I heard a baby cry, I'm sorry.
I know.
Well, listen, he's being so patient with me today.
Nobody's going to blame you for that. I know. Mother, those are your kids.
I know.
You're not like a mother on All My Children, like what's her name, Crystal, who hears a kid crying and could care less?
She's not even with the kid when the kid cries.
She just wants milk?
anytime the kid cries, Chris is like, here, Dad, take him. Take it. I got some shopping to do. Listen, what I think is kind of funny though. It's kind of funny because you have like two extremes. Like you have the people on Pine Valley, like they're all trying to they're all like grilling Emma, but at the same time they're trying to coddle her. And you got to admit, if it was a Puerto Rican family, you don't think that would have beat the shit out of this little girl at this point. If some seven-year-old girl was going to take me down for murder one, I would smack the shit out of her. You know what
Look,
I'm
you little. Mira.
Seriously, I'm being serious.
Mira, Emma. Me deja este.
Oye, mija. Listen.
Mentira. Mentirosa.
All I got left to say is that we got the ghost of Stuart past, and we knew it was Stuart because we had the one collar tucked in and the one untucked.
I thought it was disgusting.
It was disgusting, but hear me out. That outfit wasn't even what he was wearing when he was killed. So I don't know what they're talking about.
It was. I just felt it was really disgusting. I thought the scenes were horribly written, overplayed. It made no sense that Kendall would have visions of Stuart. It was like all of a sudden I thought I was watching Topper with Cary Grant. It was so annoying.
I don't even know this movie. He mentions this movie to me.
How do
I don't know it.
You not know Topper? It's a classic.
I don't know it.
About a husband and wife who come back as ghosts to deal with their like the lawyer who represents. Do you know Rebecca by Alfred Hitchcock? That's one of my favorite movies. You know Rebecca?
Have you ever seen Rebecca? Okay, I haven't seen it, but I know of it.
You've never seen Rebecca.
I haven't seen Rebecca.
Gilda?
No. I haven't seen it.
The Thin Man?
No. I'm not 82 years old like some people I know.
I am not no damn 82.
Listen, Amanda and Jake. Okay, so now the baby is out of the house in the woods. Is that right?
All
right,
this storyline.
Hansel and Gretel baby.
This storyline is so convoluted. It reminds me of a storyline from General Hospital.
This storyline is very realistic, Jordan. I don't know what you're talking about. Realistic. It is very realistic.
You are correct.
I love it.
The man could not find somebody to adopt a baby. So he had to call Liza, the lawyer, to help him find somebody to adopt the baby. But meanwhile, he found the baby on his own to give to Liza.
On Craigslist.
On Craigslist? No. He went
Craigslist
to eBay.
eBay.
He went to eBay.
That's how Crystal did it.
Yeah, he overheard how Crystal did it. He said, I'm going to go to eBay too.
You love eBay, but I like eBay.
No. I like eBay, but I didn't say I love eBay. I love Adam Mayfield.
Okay, fine. Okay. Because as I mentioned on the blog, eBay does, the actress that plays Melissa has a very long neck. She does look like one of them women that wears them circles on the neck.
What do you think about the curls?
I like, you don't like them, I like them. I think she looks dog-faced when she has the straight hair.
Really? See, I like a little doggy. First, but on the location stuff, it looked better, the curls. Maybe it's the way they do the curls. Because the curls look a little bit different on the location stuff. And I actually thought she looked better. But you know who she looks like?
Who?
She looks, and this is not an insult because I love this woman, but she looks like the daughter of Carol Burnett.
Yes, but she passed away.
Who?
Carol Burnett's daughter.
No, Carol Burnett has a couple of daughters.
Oh, okay. One of them died.
Yeah, one of them. Was it Erin Hamilton? No. Carrie.
Yeah, she was an actress for a little while.
She was on Fame.
That's right.
Remember Fame, the TV show?
There's going to be a new Fame movie. I'm so pissed off.
I saw the trailer for it. I am not going to see it.
Hell no. The original Fame is the best movie ever.
They redid the theme song. It's not Irene Cara's version. It's
shut up. I'm not watching that shit.
It's ghetto, like some one of those LaToya, LaTwanda girls are singing it. It sounds
horrible.
Awful.
Do not see it.
Go watch it.
Go rent the original, brilliant, beautiful, amazing movie.
Take it off, Coco.
Hot lunch.
Take it off, Coco.
Like a little girl. Take it off, Coco. Cry like a little girl, Coco.
Out here on my own. Hot lunch down. I love that.
Shady, Sadie.
Did you watch the TV show? I love the TV show.
Shut up. No, I didn't watch that.
You didn't watch the TV show?
No, because the Doris in the TV show was so dumb.
Oh, no, I like Valerie Lansbury.
She was dumb. All right, listen, we got to finish up because I got babies crying. I like the Jake and Tad stuff, right?
That was cute.
It was very cute. But we've discovered that Tad is dating Taylor.
Exactly my point.
I mean, what the?
This just happened out of nowhere.
Out of thin air, poof.
And Jake has no issue with it. When he was like once in love with Taylor.
Thank you. That's a big newborn baby, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's pretty good, actually.
What?
But they keep treating it like it's a, like, see, that's what happens when you have kids, right? All these people have been so great. They've been telling me like all about having kids and blah, blah, blah. And now I'm starting to get it. Like, you see these things on TV about kids and it bugs you because it's so stupid and fake. Like Amanda's all upset because Taylor's house isn't childproof. The baby's not going to be needing anything childproof for at least 3 or 4 months. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The thing's like 3 weeks old. Makes no sense.
None of this storyline makes sense. It's stupid.
That baby would be crying all the time. I can tell you right now.
So now we have another unnecessary child running around town.
Oh,
little
God.
Stuart.
I like Taylor's blue sweater dress, though. That was nice.
I got to tell you, I'm over Taylor. She needs to just leave. There's no purpose for her to be in Pine Valley.
Well, everyone's over Beth Ellersdorf. Has that controversy died down?
Actually, it kind of just, it went nowhere. I don't think anybody cared. Right, it's fine. Really bizarre. I don't know if J.R. Martinez is leaving the show or not, but I just feel like his character, at least because he's friends with Frankie, there's a reason for him to stay downtown.
I
feel like she just is the odd man out.
I Twitter with him all the time, and I don't Twitter with him, I'm sorry. I get his Twitters because people, I'm on Twitter now. PV Podcast, look me up.
I don't even know what a Twitter is.
It's fun. Melissa, Mel had recommended it at one point, and I never did it, and then I started to do it. I'm not doing it a lot, people. I'm not very active with anything yet, so I'm sorry about that. But I try to read it, and people are so funny. But he is, I have him, I'm following him, and his Twitters are kind of random. He talks to everybody all the time. It's funny. He's like reaching out.
Well, good for him.
Yeah.
I personally don't want everybody knowing my business every 5 seconds of the day, so I don't need to do Twitter or Facebook. That's why I gave up on Facebook.
I like the baby's name, Trevor. I really like that.
Yeah, okay.
Amanda was worried about Taylor not knowing how to deal with Trevor. But I gotta ask you something.
Does Amanda know how to deal with Trevor?
Thank you. Like, since when does she become Mary Poppins? And she has had the baby for 2 days.
Because she carried it and she gave birth to it. That makes her an expert.
Now. Expert. Expert. Absolutely expert.
It just comes to you.
Yeah.
Didn't it come to you the minute they popped out?
It was
out?
Instant. I knew everything.
Didn't you know everything the minute they popped out?
Everything.
You just were perfection.
I was perfect.
They're not gonna resent you at all when they're 18 years old.
Not at all. Because I would be perfect.
They're not going to treat you the way Alexis's daughter's treating her in General Hospital.
That's right.
Let me tell you something. I'm not watching General Hospital because you know I boycotted General Hospital.
I know you did with Jeannie Francis.
But I do see little bits and pieces there because Mama and Papa Hudson watch it. That girl who plays Sonny and Alexis's daughter is amazing. Mark Teshner does not hire. He's the casting director at General Hospital. He never brings on Dead Behind the Eyes people.
Good.
Never. Always interesting people. He discovers new people. And these Corinthos kids... Great young actors.
I like that little blonde kid, right?
Michael?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all good.
He's good.
My whole thing, though, is that this show is becoming all my Corinthos children now instead of General Hospital. It's all about Sonny's kids. Sonny has like 18,000 kids.
That's true. I'm not here to talk about GH. Okay. I'll tell you right now. I can't add another one. What will I do adding another one?
I did start watching. Is it that little girl who plays?
I did start watching GH, and thank you someone. I think it was Mel. Mel filled in, or no, BR Teddy. BR Teddy filled in the holes for me with the Max Spinelli and
yeah, they're cute, Max and Spinelli. Maxie. But I gotta say that girl is amazing to me. The girl that plays Sonny's daughter and Alexis' daughter, I love her. I was like, ooh.
Yeah, she's good.
She would have been a great Kobe.
Oh, forget it. My pet Rock would have been a better Kobe.
Maybe Estelle could play Kobe.
Yeah, maybe Stella. Seriously. She'd be more interesting to look at. But at least, I was thinking, at least Beth Ehlers now gets to do Shakespeare with Michael Knight. Because she was obviously holding back from her Shakespearean talent.
I know. She was so good in
she
those
scenes. She was so good.
She was doing that sign language thing with Jake and Amanda. That was brilliant acting. Brilliant. That's going to get her an Emmy.
Listen, I'm not a Beth Ehlers hater. I like her. I think she's extremely talented. But I don't think she was necessarily holding back much with Brat. Because first of all, he gave her a lot back. So she's full of crap. And second of all, you know, it wasn't like her performances were like... You know, I don't buy it. She did good work no matter what,
honey,
in my opinion.
Honey, it comes down to this. You cannot do anything if the writing's not there. That's what it comes down to. So even if the role of Brat was being played by a fierce actor who had been trained in Shakespeare and all that, it still would have meant nothing because the writing was crappy for you and Brat. So there.
Can I tell you one thing I like this week, people? There was a nice...
Adam Mayfield?
I like Adam Mayfield. Oh, he leads in love. Adam Mayfield, if you are listening, just send him a little email or something.
You are so
PVP
hot.
At pinevalleypodcast.com and send it, address it
like
to
boys?
Jordan.
You like Latin boys?
Listen, what I liked was a nice, quiet, real scene between Amanda and Jake. They were napping. And she thanked him for bringing her Trevor. And she told him that she loves him. And he said, I love you too. And it was a very simple, quiet scene. Wasn't it nice? He's looking at me with little tears. It was nice.
I'm overlooking the fact that he called her a slut a few months back when he broke up with her.
Yeah.
Because that's like the only saving grace now on the show is you don't have any couples to root for. They still don't seem to know what they're doing with Beaker, E-Babe, and JR. Like this is what I'm talking about. Like, I really think that he's writing this show as he goes along, that he has no idea what he's doing.
I have 10 minutes, literally, to talk about One Life to Live. I don't know if it's possible either.
One Life to Live was so hot. Where do we begin? Do we begin with the fact that Dorian is phenomenal, and if she gets off the show because of pay cut, I'm going to be very
Have
upset.
We no word on this?
No word. No update yet on that.
I adore Dorian.
Robin Strauss is being asked to take yet another pay cut.
63% was
her last pay cut.
So God knows.
What do you want? This woman to work for food stamps and welfare?
They want her to work for Scale. I'm telling you.
It's disgusting.
Scale is like under $1,000 a day.
You cannot realize that this woman carries One Life to Live. I'm sorry. I know everybody loves Erica Slezak, but let's face it.
No, I tune in for Dorian.
Erica Slezak seems to be very content just coming in and doing a scene here or there. She doesn't seem like she wants to be.
I don't
the
tune in to see
show.
Her and Charlie, you know, rub noses.
Yeah.
Okay?
You
do
tune
the Alaskan
you
kiss.
Tune in to see Dorian go down on David.
Thank you. Thank you.
Let me tell you something.
Or listen to Ray Montez play the mandolin as she eats chocolate covered strawberries. That's what I tune in for.
Yeah. The show needs Dorian.
You need Dorian. Dorian. Robin Strasser is a beautiful actor, just so talented. So, and I love her clan. I love the Kramer women. I don't have any history with the Kramer women, but when she says Kramer women,
you feel it.
You
girl.
Feel it.
Yeah, the scenes with her and Blair this week, the scenes with her and Todd.
And her trying to make up to Marco's parents and such.
All brilliant, brilliant, brilliant.
And I love me some Marco.
Oh, my God. Marco and what is her name? What was her name? Langston Hughes.
Larco.
Ooh, I like that. Is that what they call them?
They call her Larco.
Let me say something. That storyline is realistic. It's great.
Without a doubt.
Those kids can act. Mm-hmm. Loving it. Love Cole and Star. How beautiful were Cole and Star this week?
Sexy.
Oh, my God. I wanted to cry. And then how funny was it when they were listening to Todd
the baby monitor.
The baby monitor. And she heard that her parents had said, she was like, ew? I was on the floor. And when she went in there and she told Todd off, and she goes, and you know what? If you want to look sympathetic and everything, then get a puppy. I was like, work, Star, read her father.
How awesome is like these little bitty details.
And that's what I'm saying. It's the thing that made, and I was saying this about, I think it was a Thursday's episode of One Night to Live that I thought was absolutely flawless.
Yes,
probably because
Gigi
and Rex weren't on.
I don't mind them.
But I don't mind them either. Everybody. You know me. I don't like. I like Gigi actually with Skylar.
Gigi.
I get in with, we got to do it like Bo and everybody says. Gigi. Bo, you know there's a Bo says it.
Oh,
goes, Gigi. Yeah.
Oh
Bo goes Gigi.
Oh my God.
Gigi and Skylar, I like for some reason.
Yes, I do.
I actually think they have chemistry.
I like Skylar a lot.
You know, and it's funny because usually when people are together in real life, they don't seem to have that kind of chemistry on TV, and I think that's what's going on.
I will argue that her and John Paul actually do have better chemistry than most. Except she's what I call lazy chancleta walker. If you ever look at Farrah Fath. Farrah Fath is lazy.
Yeah, she is.
She, like, doesn't pick up. I have a thing with women that don't pick up their feet when they walk, and they wear, like, chancletas or flip-flops, and they, like, slide, because they're too lazy to pick up their damn feet when they walk. That's Farrah Fath.
I think she's also a lazy actress. I don't
think
she's
slouches,
an
too. She's like a lazy actress. She slouches.
I think she overacts a little
she's
bit.
She's fine. Do you know what I'm saying?
She's okay.
She's fine.
She's watchable, unlike Kobe
some
and
people.
Randy.
But... And that's why I kind of like Stacey, because I think Stacey like has this characteristic. I don't feel like it's the actress. I feel like it's she's got this approach to Stacey, the actress that plays her. What's her name
Crystal
again?
Hunt.
Crystal Hunt. I don't know why she plays her.
I like her.
Her
too. Everybody hates her, but I like
her. Yeah, she's
let
got
me tell
this
something.
Thing.
I'm rooting for her.
Thing.
And let me tell you, I love the fact that she is totally psycho. This girl is like right out of a Lifetime movie of the week. She is insane. And
people,
insanity.
Good soap. That she is pregnant. I don't need another kid on the canvas, but it is
good
soap.
It is.
It's just good.
Because that's the way you torture them more.
That's right.
I mean, because
and there's got to be repercussions for Rex.
But yeah, because you know what? Whatever it is, Rex was wrong for not
without
telling
a condom. He has sex with a whore without a condom.
But see, but you know what's good? But that's in his character. Because as much as Gigi is his lover, whatever, Rex has always been a horn dog. So this is within his character. And I'm buying it. But what I love most was about that episode was how flawless it was. When Matthew told Nora that Taya was his lawyer, the look on her face went from believing that this case was not going to win to
they
realizing
were all
that, yes.
humoring him.
And yeah, and then he was, and she's like, what shady ambulance chaser would take on this case?
And you know it was like cut to Taya Delgado.
When he said Taya Delgado and he put that whatever that Snickers in his mouth or whatever and the look on Nora's face. And then I love when Destiny was talking to Nigel and then all of a sudden Nora comes out and then that thing she's gonna butt into my business and I'm minding home business. She just stormed out of the house and then Bo comes out. I wanna check on the legal status of Taya Delgado
oh
and her
my
license.
God.
And I see and that's when I said that's good writing.
Yeah.
That's realism. And like these people have a history and you're using the history because let me tell you something. Those scenes with Nora and Taya were deep.
They were. Deep. They were great.
That was a woman talking. She said, you don't have kids. You don't know what it's like.
But Taya had a good response. I was really impressed by Taya's response.
She said,
she's like, maybe you should
listen
to Matthew.
To yeah, it was. That's what I'm saying. Like, it was so, the writing is so detailed and deep. And the way these characters interact with each other.
My favorites.
Oh, my God.
My favorites right now. I'm telling you right now, my favorites. Sean, Rachel, Destiny, and the older brother.
Oh, my God. I
Although,
love those.
I will admit. The older brother, what's his name? The doctor?
I don't know his name yet in the show. Terrell Tifford is his character, his real name. I don't know the character.
I forgot the character's name.
Eric Sean? No, Sean.
I don't remember. Long story short, he like saved some kid's life by drilling a hole in his head.
Uh-huh.
A little far-fetched. Okay, fine. Yeah. Fine. But I love these actors. They are all, first of all, the guy that plays Sean is so perfect. They hired like a real dude.
Yeah.
And he's such a good actor and he's so much fun to watch and he's so that character. I love it. I live for it. I love his relationship with Destiny. He and her have a little banter. It's like they're the greatest comic duo on soaps right now.
I love them. I love them.
I love it. And I love Rachel. I just love it. And I love that she's kind of falling a little for the doctor. That's going to create some tension.
But see, you know what? I want her to be with Sean.
I do too.
You know, the thing that I like right now with that is the fact that, you know what? Sean isn't like the perfect model looking guy.
But it's going to work out. I'm telling you.
And I
don't know. I know. I don't know that that's going to work. I'm telling you. I don't know.
And I don't know about you. I feel so dirty, but little Matthew's a hottie.
Oh, you are filthy.
He's going to be a hottie. He's going filthy. To be what a little hottie. He was really good this week.
Yes, he those was excellent. Scenes, he was very like good. He's getting much better.
He was defending himself to Rachel. Those scenes were great. When he was saying how he felt, he was very, very powerful.
He is much
better.
And
I don't know. So I think I've only heard like a few people say they didn't like Rachel, and I disagree. I think Rachel is great. I love her.
She's in the credits.
She's very, yes.
That's so exciting.
I love that. She's very believable. There's something about her acting that's very natural. She doesn't seem like acting.
Yeah, no, I like her.
I love her.
Very real, too. Very real woman.
Yeah.
She's not like the most perfect looking woman, but she's very beautiful.
Oh, I think she's beautiful.
Do you know what I mean? But not like a model, but she is beautiful.
I think she's very beautiful.
And that's what I like about her. She feel her body's very real, beautiful body, you know, not like perfect, not like stick thin. One Life to Live has real people that are beautiful.
Yeah.
That feel like you know them. You feel like you step inside their world and you feel like that's your world.
Wait a minute. We forgot to talk about Brody and Jessica.
Ah, Brody and Jessica. I got 1 minute, puppy. These babies are crying.
I know. Brody and Jessica are hot.
They're always hot.
They're like so hot. They need to get them more.
I need more. I was going to say. I was actually going to say that to you. More. That's the only problem I have with it. More Jess and Brody.
And what do you think about Fish?
Oh, I love that story. I can't wait. But they started to sort of dabble on how they explain him and Stacey Marasco. Because when he slept with Stacey Marasco, he was thrilled. He was straight. And I think they recently decided that the story was going to take this turn.
Yeah.
So now they're starting to show that maybe it was a way to prove, for him to prove, you know.
It's turning out to be a very good storyline, and I'm actually very into it.
I can't wait. I don't want no spoilers on this storyline.
I'm liking it.
I want to be surprised every step of the way.
Anything that gives me more of my Tika, I love.
Basically, Fish and Kyle were lovers in college, right?
Yeah, something happened in
Something
college.
Happened. We don't know how much, but we know something. But obviously, Kyle's hurting over Fish.
Kyle's really hurting over him.
Yeah, but I like because Kyle was never straight on the show. Yeah. Like when he helped Stacey, he just helped her. He wasn't attracted to her, but he's never been straight on the show.
Yeah, and what about Roxy?
She's banging it out.
How intense were those scenes with her and Roxy?
I love the woman. What's her name again?
Eileen Christian.
Oh, I love her.
She was unbelievable.
Absolutely.
In those scenes with Rex.
Absolutely. Oh. All right, people. I'm really sorry. I got to get running. I love you all so much. That's why we wanted to do a podcast. We may not be back next week, but check for us maybe like every other week, every three weeks.
At this point, we're aiming for every other week.
Every other week. At least four months, maybe. 3 months,
don't
4 months.
Don't give up on us.
Don't give up. We love you so much.
We'll be continuing on the blog.
Absolutely. Jordan will. And I read it. I don't always respond, but I always try to read it. So keep on keeping on. You can find us at www.pinevalleypodcast.com so you can link to the blog site. Please give us your ask-do opinions. We love them. Or you can go to our Facebook page, which is Pine Valley Podcast. That's the fan page, but I do a little of my own posting on my own Ashley Mendoza page. So go to Facebook and look for Ashley Mendoza. Who else can we plug? Don't go to MySpace because it sucks.
Yeah.
Oh, unless you're going to MySpace for Super Poster, AMC Super Poster, go to him. www.myspace.com/SuperPosterOfTheYear. He also does his spoilers at DaytimeConfidential.com, which you should definitely go to because those people know everything about soaps. Did I leave anybody out? Thank you, Luis, for your opening. We love you. We love the openings. And what else?
Shadow again.
And Shadow. Huh. I would have been nothing without you. Nothing.
Thanks, Arizona Gal again.
Arizona Gal for the beautiful gifts. I made me shed a little tiny tear, just like Estella, I was going to say. Just like my little Estella.
Mm-hmm. Watch YNR. Loving it.
Yes, watch YNR. Watch Guiding Light. It ends soon.
And they're bringing back everybody for the end. People are coming back. I will say this. I'm mad at One Life to Live for not letting Jerry Verdon go back to Guiding Light for the end.
That's really bad. That's a whole nother podcast.
Bad karma. But I think that's Brian Franz. I can't believe Frank Valenti.
What a dick.
And I just want to say, I love you, Adam Mayfield, and I want to marry you.
And finally, fire Chuck Pratt.
Fire Chuck Pratt.
Thank you. Listen, thanks again. We love you all from Ashley
And Jordan.
And here's a little something from our beloved Miss Kane, a.k.a. Christopher, just for you.
Let your rider ride without thinking. Hey, 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 come on, get lame. Make our IQs drop while we watch. You know they can do it. Lame. Chuck's a prat hole. Lame. He's not thinking nothing. Brian Franz and Pratt Hole, Julie Han and Crapathers are ruining the history of our beloved Pine Valley. Brianna Mongrief, Matheson Cam, personality of spam. Rancid Randy and Natalia are as bad as they can be. They had style, they had grace. Susan Lucci gives good face. Amanda Taylor brought to Jill Larson, we love you. Ladies with an attitude, fellas that can act too. Don't just stand there, let's get to it. Write a letter, there's nothing to it. Save our show. Save our show.